'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the Rhode Island State House, the Powells were stirring, with the Senate calling the House a louse. Senate President Ruggiero and House Speaker Mattiello were surveying the scene, hoping the new session will be more serene. If there's a deficit, Speaker Nick, no saint he, will take the axe to any line item except phasing out the car tax. If there's trouble with the budget, maybe the Powells will just fudge it, let the assembly shine and adjourn on time. Governor Raimondo flipped the switch on the Christmas tree. She said it was all in fun, unless Link Chafee decides to run. Then the gov scrubbed her office with Brillo, saying thanks for running as an independent, Joe Trillo. Governor Gina was quite zealous, but Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker's approval rating was making her jealous. Senator Josh Miller's collar was getting hot, upset that the governor won't legalize pot. Patricia Morgan's head was swimming with visions of a big turnout of Republican women. Mayor Fung, once quick with a quip, now only wants to talk about UHIP. The teachers' union was getting huffy, upset that on bargaining, the governor listened to Tim Duffy. The stockings were hung in the rotunda with care in hopes the lobbyists soon would be there. Bearing gifts with a thrill, they raced off to the Capitol Grill. Frank McMahon called a barkeep Paul, saying, "Set us up with drinks for all." Bill Murphy arrived quick as a flash. He says he'll pay his tab with defendants' cash. The statehouse parties were toned down this year. Less ho-ho-ho and no mistletoe. Don't mess with an intern, guys, or you'll face Teresa Tanzi and the new intern czar, B. Lanzi. When out on the South Lawn there arose such a clatter, lawmakers sprung from their chambers to see what was the matter. Away to the windows they ran in a dash, hoping their re-election dreams don't turn to ash. The senators and reps are on a fundraising mission, praying they don't run afoul of the Ethics Commission. Mayor Alorza was feeling the tension, flummoxed by the Providence pension. Abortion debates of late have been quite mellow, but that's about to change thanks to Edie Ajello. If you put a right-to-work bill under the tree, you'll have to deal with Labor's George Knee. If the Paws won't give the Paw Sox the field of their dream, watch for Worcester to grab the team. Bobby Nardalillo was stating his position, hoping Republicans vote for a mortician. Sheldon Whitehouse was huddling with handlers, taking aim at the GOP's Bob Flanders. Republicans cite the closing of Benny's and say Rhode Island can't compete. Guess they don't know Cardi's Nick, Ron, and Pete. If you head to Federal Hill for Linguini, you may run into David Cicilline. If you cheer for the Celtics to turn around that frown on Kyrie, on Tatum, and Jaylen Brown. For Christmas Eve and Hanukkah too, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to listeners near and far from all of us here at RIPR.